At this time, we are going to have a tribute to our pastor through the eyes of our First Lady. Let's give her a hand as she comes forth with melody on her.
I think I've been set up. It was all right if the other praise dancers were coming. I could have waited. I never thought I would have to say this, but I think you have to put the mic up because I'm losing my voice. Unlike Reverend Armstrong, I don't have 20/20 vision. Therefore, I need to use my glasses. Good afternoon. I have the honor and pleasure of giving tribute to my husband, Reverend Darrell L. Armstrong, on his 12th year anniversary. Daniel Amaris and I have a unique perspective on Darrell because we live with him every day. And with that being said, here is the tribute. I do want to say that every time I'm asked to say something about my husband, I always am hesitant, only because we share so much with the church. And I always feel like I want to hold something from myself. But I realize that no matter how much I share of him, I'll always have his heart. And that's enough for me. It's enough. So I'm going to use those social skills I learned in preschool and elementary school, and I'm going to share. I'm not going to take my marbles and hold them to myself. I'm going to share. Before I get to the sappy part, I just want to say I've been asked to give a tribute on his 5th anniversary and his 10th anniversary. And then I said, you know, I prayed for a godly man, a man that would treat me well. But clearly I was not specific enough. I should have asked for a man that could cook and clean and do laundry. I said that then and I thought something would change, but I want to tell you, on year 12, nothing has changed. I still don't have a man that cooks or cleans or does the laundry, but I'm satisfied nonetheless. As I was preparing my remarks for this afternoon, I was sitting and I was thinking, what did I want to say about my husband? And I thought back to that fateful day in 2010, January 2010, when Darrell and others had gone to Haiti and the earthquake hit. I was here at the church. Maris at the time was in praise dance. We were down at rehearsal and I got a phone call. It said, Mel, do you know an earthquake hit Haiti? Is Darrell okay? I said, I didn't know. And at that time, I said, you know, can you just keep an eye on the kids. I'm going to go upstairs and see what's going on. And before I got to Miss Lorraine's office, because everybody goes to Miss Lorraine for everything, because she knows everything, right? So before I got to Miss Lorraine's office, I was on the back steps. And I just sat on those steps and I cried. And I begged the Lord, please, do not take my husband. Many of you know that I lost my parents shortly after Darrell and I got married. In fact, today the memorial light was lit for my father, who died on March 23rd, 2003. And I just knew that God could not take my parents and then turn around and take my husband. But it was more than him being my husband, it was him being my friend. Darrell has seen me through the best of times and the worst of times. best of times. He saw me get sworn in by the Attorney General when I passed the bar. He saw me when I passed the bar, and he's seen all of that. But he saw me at the worst. I think those are the times that actually count. He saw me when I lost my parents. He saw me when I went for a promotion and I didn't get it. And with that pastoral voice, he said to me, "Don't worry, God will take care of us." And true to his word, God has taken care of us. I remember when I was sitting for the bar, it was up in Pennsylvania, and we were just dating then. But this is a measure of the man that I married. He drove all the way to the Pennsylvania Convention Center, and on index card, he wrote the Philippians scripture, "You can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens you." And I never told him this, but when that bar exam started getting hard, when I felt like I was going crack, I started saying that scripture in my head over and over and over again. And I know that that is what gave me strength to keep going. Daryl is my friend. He is the strong man that God has sent to me. And that is why I love him. You always fuss as a wife. I mean, the wives can understand. They didn't take the garbage out. They didn't pick up this. They didn't pick up that. You know? But the one thing I was glad of that day that I heard that the earthquake hit was, at least I didn't fuss before he walked out the door. You know, I said, "Have a good trip, honey, and I love you. I love you." That's not my typical fashion. Normally, I'm fussing. It's Daryl's strong voice and his calming spirit and his humble attitude and his intellectual mind that I fell in love with. He would say it was his looks. Now, he's all right looking. He's all right. I hate to break the news to you, honey. I do love you, and I think you're good looking, but I fell in love with your humble spirit and your mind. Because not only for all the things that God has given to you, you keep that humble spirit. And also love the children. Any mom in here knows that that is also the measure of a man. How well he treats his children. I'll just tell a little side story. Daryl had a Lincoln MKS, nice car, a little sports car, was rolling down the highway. All of a sudden, he calls me at work one day. I remember it was a Monday. He said, "Mel, I'm at the dealership. I'm about to trade my MKS in for a Ford Fusion." I said, "What?" I mean, honey, if that's what you want to do, but it's the MKS, you afford Fusion? He's like, "Mel, it gets better gas mileage, you know, we're trying to save and blah, blah, blah." I said, "All right, honey, if that's what you want to do, I'm not giving up my car." "If you want to trade that MKS in, that's fine, but you're not coming to get my keys." But that's the sacrifices he makes for his family. He said, "Gas is too high. This car is a gas guzzler. I travel way too much. It's not about the car. I just need to get from point A to point B." And those are the sacrifices that he makes. And that's the man that I married. And that's the man I fell in love with. In closing, as I honor my husband today, I want to quote his favorite scripture, which is, "Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up." True to his word, God, true to God's word, Daryl, he has truly lifted you up. You are a preacher and a teacher of God's word. You are a wonderful father to our children. And you are a true friend and a loving husband to me. And here on your 12th anniversary, I honor you and I love you. God bless you.